Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome one and all to another edition of After Hours with Defo and Luby. No Defo, just Luby here. And today I'm talking to a man I am a huge fan of. I will do my best not to fanboy. As they say, you know him as the Hulk. He was the star of Munich. He's been in Star Trek. He's a director. He does it all. And he has a movie coming out Friday, May 10th in theaters and on digital. Force of Nature, The Dry 2, again on theaters and digital Friday, May 10th. Good morning, good afternoon, the one and only Eric Bana. How you doing, my friend?
I'm well, mate. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate some of your time. A big fan of yours. Before we get to your works and other things you have going on, I do want to talk about what you have coming out this Friday, Force of Nature, The Dry 2. What can people expect from The Dry 2, Force of Nature?
Yeah, it's a follow-up to our first film, The Dry, and it's based on a Jane Harper novel of the same name. It's called Force of Nature, and it's essentially about 5 women who go on a team-building exercise, a bushwalk, and they get lost. And one of those women is my informant as a federal cop. And so it's a thriller. It's a whodunit. There is someone who's in danger whilst being missing out in the bush, and it's a bit of a survival tale as well.
We're talking with Eric Bana here in After Hours. Force of Nature, The Dry 2, coming out on digital and theaters this Friday. Big fan. I love The Traveler's Wife, the movie. There was a show that was on Max, but you were in the movie. You were the star of that. Munich as well. And it's funny, I am a Jew myself, and we're going through interesting times with Israel. That Munich was, for a lot of us Jews, a heroic film that meant and touched our hearts and souls. It's interesting, Eric, you the Star Trek role, you were the villain in that. You bounce around in your roles, and I give you credit. A lot of the times you'll see actors just sort of hone in. You've directed. How do you go from, very dramatic, you've done light roles, you were the Hulk. It feels like you don't stick in one thing. You sort of not only bounce around, but you move around, and you do a fantastic job at it.
Oh, it's one of the things that's most important to me is, like, being able to be nimble and do different things and different size roles as well. It makes it fun rather than just always trying to do the one thing or trying to be the guy. Like, it just, I think it keeps you fresh, and it means that you're open to different projects. Also means that I get to work with a lot of really interesting directors. So, yeah, that's how I like to work. Don't take it too seriously and always be open.
You've acted. I'm sure you've produced. You've directed. How do the roles differ? What do you enjoy more, less? How does it differ from being in front of the camera or behind the camera?
Oh, look, I love the camera. I think this is probably a sweet spot for me, you know, being one of the producers and then acting in the film and leaving the directing to the experts. That's probably a really nice place to be, because it means that you're just kind of involved in all levels of the production, and by the time you get to the acting part of it, you're actually more informed. You've got more information. You've got, you know, a handle on more things, and it kind of helps me relax a little bit as well, because I know everything's been done. I know the work's been done. I know we're ready to go.
Look, you've been doing this, I don't want to say a long time, because I'm not aging you. I think you're just great at what you do, and what you go from the late 90s into now, and you've been constantly doing different things. You're out there married, your kids in Australia. How is the... I always like to ask people in your industry. I have a friend who's a writer, producer out in L.A., and he's only done it in this era. How has it changed for you from where things were pretty much just in theater to now... You can have your work, whether it's on a streaming device, theater, and it feels like it. Back in the day, there was certain levels to acting. You were in a network show, you were in a cable, you were in theater, and it feels like, I don't know if streaming's sort of opened it up to the point where there's really no levels, right? It feels like whether you're doing a streamer, you're doing a theater, you're doing a network show, they all seem to hold the same acclaim. How is it to go from the late 90s into now of what it is to be in the business?
Yeah, it is. I guess in some ways it's very different, but it's also like on the set when you're working, it's kind of the same. I think the biggest difference is going from working on film to working digital. That's I noticed a big difference there, and I do really miss the days of shooting on film. There was something very special about the film being loaded into the camera, and there was more kind of respect for the set. I feel like the sets are a lot more casual these days, and people are kind of on their phone a bit more, and there's a bit of like, we can fix it in post kind of attitude. So I think I feel very lucky that I got to shoot on film. I do think it was a special thing.
So on top of doing this, we do sports. I do a lot of sports. I found out that you're a big Australian rules/rugby fan. You are still in Australia, but you do spend a lot of time in America. Have you crossed over to being a fan of any American sports?
No, I'm probably not here enough. I mean, I don't mind a little bit of NFL towards the end of the season, but yeah, my main sport is Australian rules football, which is its own thing back home. It's really not similar to too much. It's not really anything like rugby or NFL. It's probably closer to Gaelic football from Ireland. And it's just a fast, brutal, high scoring game. It's just the best.
Did you play growing up? Because that game is scary. And I love football. And it's not Aussie rules. They don't mess around. Like, did you play that growing up?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I played up until I was about 20.
Oh, wow.
Lucky I don't have any crazy injuries or anything like that. But, yeah, no, I love the game. It's amazing.
All right, so finishing up things with Eric Bana again. Force of Nature, The Dry 2, coming out this Friday in theaters and digital. What else can we expect from the one and only Eric Bana coming up next?
Well, I did a film with Sadie Fink over in Germany last year called, at that stage it was called Berlin Nobody. Jordan Scott directed it, daughter of Ridley Scott, who just did an amazing job. And I'm just getting ready now to go and shoot an incredible miniseries for Netflix called Untamed. Which I'm really excited about, that you'll be able to see that next year.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
Jean LeFoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Huge fan of yours. I can't wait to see it out again this Friday. Force of Nature, the Dry 2. Eric Bana, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the film, and hopefully we get to talk to you again in the future.
Jeez, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. The one and only Eric Bana. It doesn't suck. It's fine. I appreciate the time we get with these guys, but I would have gone into a lot more. Again, Munich, I am Jewish. So if you're not Jewish, it probably doesn't mean as much to you. And in the time we have right now where Jews are against Jews with what's going on over in the Middle East, even though it's been going on for thousands of years in the Middle East, Munich, talking about the Jews becoming, instead of the victims, which is so often in history, Jews were, the Jews became the heroes, the Jews stood up against terrorism and the kidnappings and issues of that nature. And it was a film that Eric Bana was in Hulk. He's one of the first Hulk on film, the later version. I know they did Hulk years ago, but I'm talking about, you know, you had Mark Ruffalo and you've had other people be Hulk. He was sort of, I think, the first one in that vein, in that group of comic book films. Great that, great Star Trek, great at, look, The Time Traveler's Wife became a show. He was in the movie, and he was good in that. Anything he does, and it's interesting, everything's so different what he does. It shows his range. Munich, it was a place where I don't know if we're saying fell in love, but really became a huge fan of him as an actor. He did a fantastic job in that film, and it meant a lot to us, of those of us of the Jewish faith. So he's not Jewish. And I guess there are Jewish Australians, but he's Australian. I don't think he's Jewish, but he did a fantastic job playing one of my tribe's people, as they say. So I appreciate everything he does in the film industry. Anytime I see the name Eric Bana and I see him in something, I'm going to watch it. You guys should check out Force of Nature, The Dry 2. Again, May 10th in theaters and on digital. I'm sure it'll be on the streamer soon. And he has other things coming. Eric Bana is great. Appreciate his time. Appreciate your time. We have the playoffs going on, the NBA. It's been sort of boring. The Knicks seem like they are going to be in a tough series against the Pacers, but the Thunder just thumping whoever they're facing. First the Pelicans. Now they're doing that. Last night you saw them do that to the Dallas Mavericks. You have the Minnesota Timberwolves. Seem to have a tougher path. Doesn't feel like it. They got through round one unscathed. Doing the same thing in round two as they're dominating up 2-0 over the defending champion Denver Nuggets. That was at Denver, and the series now moves to Minnesota. We'll see if Denver can raise a gallop at all, as the young, supposedly upstart Timberwolves right now seem to be the favorites in the NBA playoffs to win it all. The Knicks also take back to the hardwood after their ref-aided game one. It feels like a ref-aided everything. Look, Jalen Brunson's playing really well, and he's playing, I don't want to say as well, because I think Anthony Edwards is as good, if not better, offensively, and he is a force on defense. And Jalen Brunson's not only bad on defense, a sieve, they literally take, in big defensive possessions, they take Jalen Brunson out of the game. So, to me, there's only so good you can be as an all-around player when you're not an all-around player. So, he's playing as well offensively as anyone in the NBA right now, the playoffs. Anthony Edwards is playing probably as good a ball as anyone, if not the best player right now all around, still remaining in the NBA playoffs. So, talk about that. Going forward, we'll watch that going forward. The NHL playoffs keep going. The New York Rangers haven't lost a game yet, and that continues. They got down to the Carolina Hurricanes last night, 3-2, game two of their series. Well, they came back. They won in double overtime, 4-3. Rangers now, I think, 6-0 so far in these playoffs. My Panthers get back to the ice after a tough game one, getting thumped by the Boston Bruins, game two tonight down here in Sunrise. We'll talk more about that. If you want to check us out each and every morning, South Florida Live, YouTube, or Facebook channels. You can check us out. We also do another national podcast daily, nofilter.net, The Morning Briefing. Check us out. Google Caffeine TV, The Morning Briefing. Also here, The Believe Network. Believe TV, we're on there. And check us out. More fun conversations at Hannah Brown earlier in the week. Eric Bana now. Like Defo likes to say, whether you're the 76ers, and it feels like the refs are against you, you're the New York Knicks, feels like the refs are behind you, or you're Jamal Murray and you're just throwing things at courts and getting fines, no matter what happens, you gotta believe.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously, friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched. Steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.